Yes. So I'm going to give a talk about building a product with Opti. So actually using Opti to build a product which you can deploy to production and be reasonably sure that nobody's going to leak your secrets you deployed into the product in the end. So a bit about me. My name is Ruven Zelwinski. I work for Pengotronics EK. We do a lot of embedded software consulting. So we do things like board support packages, and we often work on embedded ARM platforms. You can find me on GitHub with the name Emantor, and you can also contact me by email at this email address. And at Pengotronics, I do a lot of work with Opti. I do a bit of system integration, so integrating Opti into the board support package, which will eventually be used in the field. And I also do a bit of testing, because I wrote a testing framework like 3 years ago, which we still use today to test platforms when we eventually want to do updates on the platforms. Let's get a short overview. So I'm going to start with a bit of introduction, a short introduction to into the trust zone and Opti. Then I'm going to present a motivation for this talk. Then I'm going to show you the problems you run into when you're trying to use Opti in a product. I'm going to present the solutions so far for the platform I'm working on, but which should also be applicable to the platforms you may be working with. I'm going to come to a conclusion, and then there's going to be the happy outlook where I wish for things which are not implemented yet. So let's start with the trust zone. So trust zone in 32 bits divides our processor state into a normal world and a secure world, and then there's some kind of secure monitor which allows us to switch between the different worlds. So the usual CPUs come up in the secure world, then the bootloader starts up in the secure world, I deploy my trusted operating system, and the trusted operating system ensures that when it switches over to the normal world, my bootloader can continue to run. And every time I want to access some kind of trust zone data, or I want to call into my trusted operating system, I do this SMC called secure monitor call, which goes into the secure monitor. The secure monitor then does all the sanitization between the normal and the secure world, so ensuring no register contents are leaked and everything is sanitized. And then goes into the secure world. The secure world does some kind of computation. My trusted operating system runs my trusted application, which runs in the field, which also may compute some secrets, may request some PIN entry from a secure device, whatever, and then returns the data back to the normal world. The trusted operating system we are employing in